Good evening. You are listening to Soul Odyssey Radio, and I'm your host, Deborah Herman. And each week we talk about topics of spirituality and the progress of your soul, and any topic that really seems to meet with that criteria. This week, and I do have to say that I really don't know what the topic's going to be typically until Monday, because I get a kind of download from what I call spirit, and it seems to me that that's the topic of the week. And this week, I was given the topic spirituality and depression. And really, the subtopic of that is my life crazy or am I just spiritual? And I thought that was kind of amusing, because when I talk to people about the spiritual path and, you know, your soul journey, invariably I hear from people that, oh my gosh, my life has been so crazy, and I've just gone through this and I've gone through that. And I just want to make a very clear statement that that is not unusual, because if you've consciously made the choice to be on a spiritual path, you've also typically made the choice to be on an accelerated spiritual path. And so a lot of your lessons come fast and furious, and it's going to seem like it's one thing after another. Now, I also wanted to bring in the topic of depression, and I was very surprised, and I was, you know, intrigued by the fact that I got some responses from my I always make announcements ahead of time. I'm sure you, many of you, from, if you're my Facebook friend, every week you get an announcement, what's the show, what's the topic. But sometimes I get new friends, and there were people who wrote to me and said, I'm not depressed. Why would someone send this to me? And, you know, I want to be reassuring that I'm not making an accusation that anyone who's spiritual is depressed, or that we're all depressed. And I'm also not making a statement that depression is necessarily a bad thing. It just depends on what type of depression we're talking about. So I just want to lay the foundation of this discussion that, you know, we're talking about the depression and maybe mood issues or whatever that people who are gifted and spiritual and maybe have psychic ability may tend to experience. We're also talking about the tribulations of a spiritual journey and how you might be able to reframe your thinking so that you can get through it and understand that it's all part of the journey, but you can change your thinking and make things easier for yourself. And it won't seem like such an uphill battle once you understand the reasons and the context behind some of what you experience. We have our first caller. Hello, Elizabeth. Are you there? Well, we are supposed to have Elizabeth from California. Is Elizabeth on the phone? Well, Elizabeth, I know you're out there, and if you want to call back in, I'll welcome your call. I'm happy that you're listening to the show tonight. For those of you who want to call in tonight and express some of your comments or ask questions, the number is 888-815-9756. It's toll free for Canada and the United States. And I welcome your questions. Last week we seemed to have just an amazing evening of question and answer. Sometimes we don't have questions and answers. Well, I don't know if we always have answers, but I know that we all probably have questions, because that's why we're here in the first place. So, talking about the issue of depression, I think it's very difficult for people to maintain a level of hope and harmony within themselves when they're feeling like they're putting out forest fires, one thing after another. And that's what it can feel like when you are a spiritual person who is living within a certain, parameter that makes sense to you, and then you try to engage that in your daily life, which is the material world, and it all seems to to fall apart, and it won't make sense. You know, why are there crazy things happening? Why are people mean to each other? Why is the economy failing? You know, all kinds of very real life circumstances, and you can get very caught up in them and feel hopeless and devastated. However, if you are a person on a spiritual path, you at this stage have probably learned that there are several levels to reality. And some of what we see and become, things that we see, things that make us anxious, some of that is really illusion. And it's almost intended to make us feel anxious and to worry, because which is part of your learning as a you know, let's say we start out as little spiritual babies and we're going through our developmental stages. You know, one of the things we have to learn is how to quiet our minds, because that's the way that we're going to be able to hear our higher consciousness. That's the way we're going to be able to connect with our spirit guides and to connect directly to God. And so if our minds are constantly worried and frightened, and you know, if we're constantly arguing with each other over politics and things over which we really don't have control, then we are not seeing what our individual path is and what our individual challenges are. And really, if each of us as individual spiritual beings focus on our paths and focus on being the most aware, conscious, and awake person we can, we actually do have an influence over some of these other issues, because the more we change, the more everyone around us changes. So, what does this have to do with depression? Well, let's talk about chronic depression. People who have imbalances in their brain chemistry, people who have mood disorders. Does that have anything to do with being on a spiritual path? Well, I say that it quite often does, because if you are expanding your consciousness, you're using part of your brain that many people just don't access, and you're also not able to use, or you're overloading parts of your brain in comparison to perhaps other people. I am convinced that our brains have out-evolved our bodies. I mean, our spiritual brains, our spiritual consciousness has really evolved beyond the capacity of our hardware. And so that's why many people have, you know, issues around, you know, chemical imbalances, misfires, synapses. And so, well, before I continue in that direction, we have Elizabeth back with us. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi there. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing very well. I'm so glad that you joined us. You are from California.
Yes.
Correct?
Yes.
So do you have a comment or a question?
A question. It's really interesting how this all happened, because I attempted to get on the phone and listen to the call, and there were phone problems, and I felt like I was being psychically and spiritually attacked, which that's been going on all day today, and there's been challenges in that area. And I was wondering if you could educate me on that.
Well, certainly we can do an entire show on spiritual self-protection, but I think it's something that merits being discussed anytime it comes up, because we are vulnerable as people who are using different parts of our brain, or those of us who are expanding our consciousness. There are different kinds of energies. There's dark and light. There's a back and a front to everything. And the greater our light expands, there are negative energies that like to pull us out of our path. It's yeah. just, you know, and it exists. It's very real. And so sometimes it's also, it is also our, as I don't want to say lower and higher selves, but I don't have better terms for it. But sometimes there also are our subconscious desires to hold ourselves back, which unfortunately I think is also coming into play with you. I think sometimes that when you're really, really feeling good, or when you feel like you're going to make progress, it's almost like you go hand in hand with any negative energies that are around you, because you internalize a certain level of fear. Does that make any sense?
It does, definitely. I had two significant dreams, one last night and one earlier this morning, and it's playing a part of, it's on my lower self level, and it's sending me messages of, I was going to ask you what those may be.
Well, actually, last week was dreams, so you'll probably have to wait a couple of shows.
That's fine.
Because we could really spend some time on dreams. But what I think is significant is that you are recognizing that you have patterns and you have fears and you're helping to manifest them. So it's, you know, it's not only psychic attack, but your brain is attacking you from the inside. Because yes, and it anytime you start feeling good or happy or close to someone or successful with what you're doing, like you're on the right track, you get scared and you just, you know, you'll collapse into it. And so, you know, for you, I think it's really important to understand that our thoughts are the most powerful, they're totally powerful because our thoughts are our link to God. And we have that connection to God, whatever you call it, I call it God, right inside of us. And so the more aware we are of our patterns and our vulnerabilities, the more we can, you know, plant our feet and say, wait a second, hey, God, help me out with this. Something's not right. And so in the first place, you're asking for protection, you mm-hmm. know, which is always a good idea. And, you know, you can go as far as, you know, wearing some kind of amulet or something that really gives you that. And what it is it stops you and gets you to think, I am going to ask God for protection. I am connected to the universe. I am also connected to all of the spiritual seekers on this earth plane, all of my brothers and sisters who are also awakening, who are also experiencing these challenges. I am also connected to them. Okay? And then you don't feel alone. You don't feel crazy. I even have this little crystal. It's like a necklace. And I have like a little crystal sword that sometimes it looks like something Archangel Michael would carry, you know?
This is amazing.
And sometimes,
I was just thinking having spiritual armor in that sword, and it's amazing you just said that right now.
Well, yes, and
I mean,
for me, no. No, you are listening to a show with a mystic. So, you know, I just say it like I hear it. Or feel it, but definitely create ways to feel safe, because also getting back to, you know, depression, anxiety, mood disorders, all of these things have at their very core this sense of disconnection from God and from our own sense of self and fear. It always comes down to a sense of not being safe. So whatever's going to help you to feel safe, do that. And I think you will feel less anxiety. You know, you're also, are you in L.A.?
Yes, I'm in that area.
Okay. L.A. has all kinds of crazy energy. So, mm-hmm. and it's just because you've got so many creative people. You have so many people who are on the spiritual path, but you also have people who are just imbalanced. And it, because it's a, you know, it's a real, it's a different kind of melting pot than New York, but it is a melting pot. And you've also, unfortunately, have a lot of people with very big egos, who, yeah, as I say when I discuss some of the seven lessons, if they're learning the ego lesson, then many of them think they are the message. Okay? And that's negative energy, for someone like you. So before you leave your house in the morning, and this is for all of you in the listening audience, really put on, visualize your shield. Put on a shield and ask God to surround you and to help you to tune into the individual messages that are there for you. And you're going to feel better. You're going to feel better tonight. You know, you don't have to see. I'm sorry. I'm skipping. My record is skipping. See how old I am? I'm talking about records. They don't even use records. But but you, it's better to focus on positive thoughts and, you know, being in God's light and love than having to worry about attack. Okay? It's good to be, in a very healthy way to be, you know, aware. But you don't want to be finding devils in every corner. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Okay? Yes. So, anyway, thank you for calling because we got a lot of ground covered in this phone call. See?
Thank you. Yes.
I don't even have to finish the show. We covered it all.
Exactly. Well, I'm going to keep listening, so please keep talking.
Okay,
thank
okay.
You.
Well, keep listening. Thank you so much.
Always. Thank you.
And, I think I'm going to pull some cards from my handy-dandy Soul Odyssey deck, because the Soul Odyssey deck has a lot to tell us and about our lessons and about how we can improve our lives. 7, 8. The card is for the evening is self. And that I think is very, very appropriate because when a person is afflicted with depression, with bipolar disorder, with ADD, there are many controversial perspectives about what you do with that. And I know that people who are spiritually gifted, psychic, etc., there's often a very strong argument between Western medicine and some of the, you know, other ways to treat these types of conditions and whether they are a spiritual emergency or whether they are a physical type of thing. Now, I'm going to remember I just said that, and we have Henry on the line. How are you?
Yes, I'm fine, Deborah. This is Spider from Canada.
Oh, hi. No, Spidey.
Spidey.
Spidey. No, and, I'll call you Spider. It sounds more grown up.
Yes, it does. I was, I'm watching your show, and I've, you know, being a quadriplegic, I've really had to come to some, you know, really heart-filled, gripping things when it comes to depression over the years.
Absolutely.
I don't think depression is necessarily a bad thing. I mean, for me, and I'm only speaking from my spiritual journey, so I'd hate to say this is the way, but for me, I went through two major clinical depressions, and one was when I broke my neck, which wasn't quite normal. But I think if I had let time just look after the depression instead of going to the gods and trying to dig myself out of it, I wouldn't have had to repeat it later on in life. Do you get my drift?
If you
understand what I'm saying?
If you had what?
Well, sometimes I think depression comes up on us for some reason, and I agree with you that it's disconnect from the divine or God, whatever whatever we want to call it. But it's not a bad thing. It's not something we can dig ourselves out of, because I think it's important to stay there because there's lots of lessons to be learned there. And you can't move it along anyway, I don't think, you know.
Well, but I guess what I want to make sure the audience understands is that there is a time for medical intervention, because it levels the playing field enough that you can function and yet still face your feelings and face your issues. And if you don't have medical intervention and someone decides, you know, and someone falls into that deep, deep, deep hole, in certain diseases, you know, especially bipolar disorder, some people with bipolar disorder, they are so impulsive that they can kill themselves before they're ever able to even realize it's a spiritual emergency.
Right.
You know, so I don't want anybody to say, well, I'm weak and I shouldn't take medicine and I should just turn to God. You know, God gave doctors
and I wasn't in any way indicating that.
You know what I'm saying?
I was on medication both times.
Oh, see, thank God.
So I
because then you
expressed.
Can get to the real issues.
Yeah, I mean, and I'm glad that I had a psychiatrist to see in medications, very much so. But, you know, I think what happens in society lots of times, like, life is tough, period. And we're always tend to reach at a pill to fix things. Now, what I'm saying is, you know, it may not be depression, call it the blues, down in the dumps, whatever. I think we need to process what's happening inside of us during those kind of dreary, dark times, as opposed to reaching to a pill. I mean, just feeling down in the dumps and blue and the normal depression that comes from a break of a marriage or whatever is not the same as a clinical depression, I don't think.
I think you're absolutely right.
But I think that's why
I don't want people pointing fingers at people who have medical situations that absolutely need medication, you know, but we have the ability, and I'm sure, boy, you know, Henry, you can certainly speak to this. We have the ability to, you know, change our thinking, put it in a framework of what can I learn from this and who do I want to be, and connect that with God and come out of something like, I mean, what you've experienced, you made it something so good. And so, I mean, I'm sure that sometimes you feel awful, but I know that you, just from what little you've told me about your story, you know, you went back to school, you became a pastoral counselor, you know, you really found a life.
Yes, I did, and I found a good life, but I think life is, life comes out of the pain, and I'm very much one for embracing the pain as opposed to, in our North American society, constantly looking for a pill. On the other hand, there are legitimate bipolar and other things that I don't understand, but I think I'm really grateful for all the good medications that are available. I disagree with people saying, like, if you were closer up in another sphere and meet with the gods,
right.
If you call Jesus or go to Buddha, and then you wouldn't have this problem. The only person who will say that is a person who's never experienced.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
That becomes
people
a
have
judgment.
No, people are on top of things, a little escapist, and, you know, are what we call, you know, happy in the morning sunshine. They're the worst people in the world to be around if you're down in the dumps or even got a depression, because they'll discourage you more, snap out of it. But you can't. I mean, there's synapses going on and all kinds of physiology that we don't understand that is part of the human brokenness. But I think I've taken up enough of your time. I just want to say hello, and I'll listen to the rest of the conversation online.
Well, I hope that you'll continue to listen and call in any time. You have a great deal to share, and it's a pleasure.
Well, thank you for your time, Deborah.
Well, thank
Bye-bye.
You. So that was Henry, and I think you could have maybe caught that he has a bit of a Canadian accent, but that's okay. In fact, it's charming. And I'll probably hear from all my Canadian listeners. And but do feel free to call in because it is toll-free for the U.S. and Canada, 888-815-9756. And I think that there are wonderful points that have been made in the last couple of conversations about how some of the things that bring us to sadness, depression, the tribulations, which is an odyssey. Soul odyssey is a journey with tribulation. And we are object learners, human beings. We don't, we need object lessons. We're not going to learn, just try raising a teenager. And you know that, you know, people don't learn by what you tell them not to do. And I believe that, you know, God and the universe, we've been given opportunities to learn things about ourselves and to gain, as the card said, to gain an individual sense of self by all of these circumstances that, you know, are put in our path. And we have to see what we're made of, and we have to learn what it is that we are going to do or draw upon in order to resolve some of these situations. So I'm going to pull a second card. For those of you who don't know what I mean by pulling these cards, I have an oracle deck that I've created, and it relates to the lessons of Soul Odyssey. And they talk about the seven lessons. And the seven lessons are courage, tolerance, self-protection, self-love, ego, love of humanity, and God love. And, you know, I rushed through them, but if you are learning to use your thoughts as a way of changing the circumstances of your life, you can pretty much divide any circumstances into one of these seven lessons. And you can say, wow, what is it that I'm dealing with, and what category does it fit within? Because as Emmett Fox, who was a wonderful spiritual teacher, he passed away, I believe, in 1951, but he was one of the forerunners of the New Thought movement. He says that thoughts are things, and we can use these things in ways that will benefit us. So the next card that I have chosen is actually the self-protection card. And I will talk about that in a moment. We have Nathaniel from California. How are you, Nathaniel?
Pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing fabulously. I love doing this show, and I love the audience, and I think each week we are raising even more provocative and interesting topics of conversation. So what can I do for you?
It seems like depression, you know, can come and go with, you know, who you're around.
Excellent point, because I just pulled the card self-protection, and I don't think that was a coincidence.
I don't either. So does that mean I'm being attacked?
No, it means that you're a psychic sponge. And for people who are growing, we're all evolving, and we're becoming more spiritually aware. We're becoming more sensitive, more in tune with God. And because of that, we open to empathy on levels that we don't even understand. Everything is energy, and everything is vibration. So you could walk into a room and experience someone else's pain. And you could, you know, for example, when I was first developing my gifts, I was in a pharmacy, and I didn't realize I was standing next to someone, and I started to feel, you know, like pain in my lungs, and I looked over and they were coughing. And it was like, what's that about? You know? And then
you're a psychic sponge too. You're a healing sponge.
Tell me.
So you're a healer, yeah. I think. They tell me I'm a healer too. And you just absorb other people's pain, like I'm a massage therapist, and somehow all their pain goes into me after after the massage, and they say, you know, use this or that, and it just it can happen. And actually, I think you can even attract some diseases as well. There's a
which is why I'm going to finish my story. That was then, and this is now. I was very blessed that I had mentors who explained to me that I was not crazy, thank God, although other people might, especially my brother, might argue otherwise. I don't know if he's listening, but that was a dig. And there are ways to shield yourself or at minimum to release the energy afterwards. And one of the greatest issues for healers and for clairsentient people, which is more where you're feeling someone else's emotion, is that we feel that we're doing something good for them. We want them not to be in pain. But remember, what was my first card tonight? My first card, I don't know if you heard. It was self. No, the first card was self. The second card was self-protection. The way to protect yourself is to know that you have a self and to not always put yourself in capital letters behind other people's needs. And as a massage therapist and a healer, I would bet that you quite often want to help someone so badly that you're willing to sacrifice yourself. And then you wind up with feeling the illnesses or maybe even having the illnesses, and God doesn't want that for you.
It's kind of a double drowning, you know, when you go out to save somebody as a lifeguard.
Exactly. Exactly. So one of the things you can do, and there are techniques in various books, it's a little bit hard to describe, but you can go from your top chakra all the way down, you know, toward your feet and just continually, you can't see me, but I'm like shaking my hands out, you know, and I'm just going all through my chakras and I'm just releasing. You can pray to, you know, before you do any healing work that it comes through you and not from you and that the energy belongs to God. Because if when you do your healing work or if you're a reader and you know, you're doing your readings or any kind of energy work, if you're tired afterwards, then you are mixing in your own vital energy. You shouldn't actually feel tired because you want to be the vessel, a human vessel on earth for God's energy. And a conduit. And if so, you really do need to pray and ask for protection and ask to be a pure conduit for God's healing energy and keep it separate. And then you don't have to really worry because God is, you know, is all, God is it. You know, you don't get higher than that. And you can call in on, you know, the angels and ask them to take it away from you after you do your wonderful job of being willing to act as a healer. You know, it's like we're in partnership with the unseen forces, but it doesn't mean that you sacrifice yourself. That makes sense?
Yeah, I have just one question about my brother. Do you think it's the relationship's a good relationship or?
Does he have a substance problem?
You know, I'm not sure. I don't think so. He might be, you know, I'm not sure. He kind of likes to, you know, live the high life, but he's kind of having problems. I don't know now. I'm not sure of any substance problem. Might be food.
What about alcohol?
Might be food. He doesn't drink or smoke, so I don't know what it
I get be. The impression. And there is an expression called the addictive mind is the addictive mind. It doesn't matter really what the substance is. And because he's not using alcohol, he may be characterized as someone who's a dry drunk, which means, I mean, in the prior generation, were there any people in your home that had alcohol problems or just sort of dysfunctional problems?
Yeah, like, you know, on my mother's side there was, but, you know, it's kind of funny, you know, so I don't know. If it may be anger problems. I know he has anger issues.
Your brother or your father?
Well, my mother's brothers were addicted to alcohol and cigarettes.
Okay, so there is alcoholism in your family.
Huh?
Because it's behavior and adaptivity, or I don't know if that's a word. It's a way that the family system learned to adapt or not to adapt. So that's why there isn't easy resolution between you and your brother. It feels probably like an energy drain.
Yeah, it does. You know, I think he talks bad behind me, behind my back, and I was the healer, and I went up on Christmas, and his wife's been on dialysis for some time, and I brought her some healing garments, some socks for Christmas, but, I'm not sure. They're pretty primitive-oriented Bible thumpers.
Well, and that in itself can be like an addiction. You know what I'm saying?
Maybe it's the Bible thumping that they're addicted to.
That's what I'm saying. Anything that allows a person to remain separate from someone else without having to really connect in an authentic way, whether it's alcohol, whether it's dysfunction, whether it's anger, whether it's envy, all of those qualities, in that family, it probably manifested in, it's all a desire to control. So in that family, because they have the Bible, and I've said on other shows, you know, God isn't in a book, although the Bible for many people is a vehicle of light, and it's a wonderful, wonderful thing, but it can also be used as a tool to separate people from a sense of God's love. If it's used as, you know, as a weapon against people, you know, to say, well, you're not good because, you know, whatever, or what you're doing is bad because it doesn't fit within my paradigm, I consider that, you know, that's like bad. I don't like that. I don't like when people, you know, I don't want to say the word sin because I think sin is also a judgmental word. And I think that God looks at us as imperfect beings and tries to draw us toward the light and right behavior. But it's really, as far as your family, just send them love. Protect your energy. Do not expect anything from them because they're in a place of safety and it's all they can handle right now. And just pray that, you know, that God continues to give them the real light of love because that's not what they're feeling. Right now they're feeling shame and they're feeling control. So you want them to be able to experience love. So that's what you should send them. Does that make sense?
Yes, very much. Thank you, sweet. That was very nice.
Well, thank you. And do call again. I love my California callers as I love all of the other callers. I don't know where you all are from. Tonight we've had two California callers. So how's the weather out there?
Cloudy today, but it's really been kind of cloudy and gloomy. But, you know, it's are you in Michigan or
No, I'm in Massachusetts.
Oh, boy.
We've had nice weather. Well, I guess we don't want to spend the rest of the show talking about the weather, although beautiful weather. Actually, to segue back into the topic, beautiful weather is a wonderful thing for anyone who has depression. And I will also tell you that anyone who's on a spiritual path And Nathaniel, if you, you're welcome to stay on the line, but I'm probably going to redirect from here.
I will
say goodnight. But you've helped me with my segue.
Great. I'll be listening.
Okay. it's one of the most important things for all of you to do. You're on a spiritual path. You may experience things on a much deeper, more intense level than other people, because not only are you awakening to, you know, new realities, which should our old realities. People hundreds of years ago or thousands of years ago, they were very comfortable with all of these concepts of a living God, of miraculous things. They weren't considered miraculous. They were considered life. We don't live in this black and white kind of world. We do, you know, we've got beautiful technicolor. And so it's very important for your soul that all of you, all of us, get out into nature a little bit. I unfortunately can be a real indoor person, but it's been so beautiful here where I live. And it, for anyone, whatever your body chemistry, even if you're out on a relatively cloudy day, it does produce a change. And it's like water on a dry plant. You don't want to – I mean, I'm not suggesting that you go out without your sunscreen, but it's because, you know, unfortunately we do have problems with I believe we probably have problems with the ozone and all of that. But the world is created the way it is for a reason, and it's important for us to connect with nature, and it's really it's a lifeline. So that's my little plug about nature. And we've talked about protecting your energy so you're not absorbing from other people. And also, there very possibly are more incidents of people with, bipolar disorder, clinical depression, other forms of mental illness, especially at this time, because we are in a transition period of humanity. And I think that even though people talk about 2012 as being, you know, the end of the world, or it is going to be a major shift. And I think some of us are going through a shift spiritually and mentally because we are preparing for an influx of stronger energy. And if your own frequency level is constantly increasing, you're going to have some issues with your synapses. And, you know, so you need to be very protective of your energy. Some of you would, of course, greatly benefit from meditation. Some of you would greatly benefit from, exercise. That's like, for many of us, including me, although I'm going to try, that's about as appealing as, let's just say I'm really going to have to force myself. But it's a good thing. So we have Brittany. Hi, Brittany.
Hi.
You wouldn't happen to be a singer, would you?
Actually, I am.
Are you really?
Yes.
Okay. Are you like, never mind. You don't have a couple of kids and suffer from bipolar disorder, do you?
No, we have some. I'm actually a teenager. I have some people in my family that are they're suffering from bipolar.
Ah, see, I was making a joke thinking you might be Britney Spears.
Yeah.
And you were like, yeah, I am a singer. And then I was going to say, well, have you ever recorded a video with an anaconda or whatever that thing was?
Oh, no.
So what's your question? What can I do for you, Brittany?
Well, right now in my life, there's a lot of transitions going on. And, of course, my family and I are having dealing with depression, and we're having struggles with connecting with God. We just feel like we're in a desert period right now. Right now, my boyfriend of 2 years has broken up with me, and that's been very stressful. And I know I want things to work out, but that's just very hard on me right now. My uncle is about to pass in about a month or 2 months. My parents are getting divorced right now, and it's very difficult financially. We have to sell our house, and I have to get a loan for college. It's going to be very difficult. You know, just a lot of issues have come up, and we're just kind of, you know, we're so caught up with all this negative energy. We're not really sure what to do. You know, we can't find the right church. We've been going from church to church. It's just kind of a spiritual mess. We're kind of losing hope, and we don't know really what direction we should go to, because I'm going to be moving. My parents don't, my family doesn't know if they should be moving someplace. So we're all very confused.
Well, you're basically having the dark night of the soul. You're having, it's almost, it feels to me, you know, the vision I'm getting is almost like, you know, the nuclear meltdown, you know?
Yes.
But I'm also seeing a vision of it exploding into beautiful lights. I really think it's actually a good thing that your parents are getting divorced.
I agree.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I agree.
And I believe in soulmates and love and everything, but sometimes, you know, like the expression, what God puts together, let no man set asunder.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to think of it. What if it really wasn't God? What if it was a karmatic soulmate where you had to learn something from each other, and then you reach a point where those lessons have been learned? And see, I think your mother really needs to find her identity, and
yeah.
I don't think she could do that with the marriage.
Yeah, I completely agree.
Pardon?
She's my stepmother, yes, and I completely agree with that.
Who's your biological mother? Is she on this side, or has she passed?
She's passed.
Okay. Was your father, but how long has your mother, stepmother, raised you?
They think they've been married for 3 years, so 3 to 4 years they've been together.
Okay. And how long has it been since your mother's been on the other side?
It'll be 5 years this year.
Okay, so that the second marriage didn't take.
Right.
Okay.
And they were very close to each other.
Pardon?
They were very close to each other, like the marriages.
Your mother and father, your biological mother and father.
Right.
Were very close to each other. Okay, so I'm feeling very much that your mother is really around you, your biological mother. She is totally with you, because I had this feeling like you were going to be moving in with your mother.
I'm moving in with her sister, so I'm excited. So.
Well, she is too. I got a nice chill on that one. Your mother is too. It's like you're moving in with your mother.
Okay.
That's what it's gonna be like. And it's gonna be a very good thing. I really see this as, it's like fireworks going off, and all of the little sparkles are gonna go in the right direction. And
good.
One thing you need to do, however, is not worry so much about everyone else. Okay? Because your dad really is going to be okay.
Okay.
All right?
Okay,
let this be their fight.
Okay.
Let them decide how they're going to divide this and that. You are going on to a brand new life, and it's going to be wonderful. Are you interested in psychology?
Yes.
Okay. Because I agree that would be a really great pursuit for you.
Okay. I do have a question, like the relationship I was in. what do you suggest for me for that?
Honest?
Mm-hmm.
Are you going away to college?
Yes.
I would say leave yourself open for college cuties.
Okay? Okay.
Your life is just beginning, honey.
Okay.
I know it hurts. I know it's sad. I know that it was something that you relied upon when your life was in chaos. But God gives us relationships like that, and when they reach the time, they reach the time. But I see you finding someone that you're really, really... You're going to be on the same wavelength, and you're going to have similar ambition, and it's going to be wonderful. And your mother's going to be with you all the way.
Okay.
Does that help?
Yeah.
And keep singing. That's right. Let me know if you make a video with us, like a snake.
Okay.
All righty.
Did you
say you have children?
No, I have brothers, but I guess.
Oh, God.
They're like my children sometimes.
Now, they're younger.
Yes.
And they're going to stay with your dad.
Yes.
Okay. They'll go through some rough times, okay?
Okay.
But, again... It's not your responsibility. Is your dad listening by chance?
Possibly.
Okay. He's going to have to rise to the occasion, put his own hurt behind, and realize that it's two boys. Right, you said? He's going to have to really give them attention and have empathy that they need. They need to be told the truth about things. I don't know how young they are, but in whatever language they can understand, they don't want to be left out, because the thing that young people want to know is what happens to me. And that's all. They really don't care. They don't care if they're fighting over this or they're fighting over that or which one said this and which one said that. They want to know what happens to me and am I going to be okay? And he should take them places like fishing or something like that and pay attention to them.
Okay.
All right. Will you convey that?
Yes.
Okay. Well, God bless.
Thank you. You too.
All righty. Bye-bye. I thought I had Britney Spears on the line. This Britney was wonderful, but that would be really interesting. I have been really wanting to connect with her about her bipolar disorder, because I think a spiritual cure would be a very, very good thing for her. And I have a friend from kindergarten, I hope, is listening this evening. He said that he might, and in fact, I still feel very guilty because I remember when we were in kindergarten, I got in trouble because I think I hit him with a wood iron. We were all playing in a big playhouse, and so anyway, if you're listening, I'm really kind of sorry about that. But at the time, I think I probably meant it. But anyway, and he said that, for him, and for many of you who are Christian, a relationship with Jesus is a way to transcend depression. And I think there is, a lot to be said about connecting with God and having faith and looking toward your higher self to allow your higher self to find solutions. Because there really is... Feelings are not facts. All feelings change. And what seems like the darkest, darkest moment is never what we think. there are always solutions and there are always answers. And sometimes people feel that God's abandoned them, but I always like to use the analogy that, well, you know, you can pull your plug out of the main generator, but you can also turn right around and there is God and you can plug right back in because it's always there and it's always there for you. So however you believe, you know, because all spiritual paths, if they lead to a sense of the divine within and a sense of the divine, if you connect to your own divine essence, then you will be able to live your life the way you're supposed to. And you will find your path, your true path, and live your life with authenticity and with love. Because that's all that is true is love. And love is there for you. It belongs to you, and it is your birthright. So we are reaching the end of the hour. I don't know if anybody's going to sneak in. I have maybe a few more minutes. I hope you will continue to listen to Soul Odyssey Radio. My name's Deborah Herman, and I am a mystic medium animal communicator, servant of the universe, and I have a website. It's soul-odyssey.com, and my email is Deborah@soul-odyssey.com, and I emphasize the dash because someone else has the Soul Odyssey domain name. You guys know, learning about the internet as I am, understand what that means. And you can find me on Facebook. I am reaching my limit, so I would love for you to check out my personal page. It's Deborah Herman, I think it's Psychic Medium Soul Odyssey. And I do have a link on my regular Facebook page, but I don't want to lose contact with any of you. Facebook limits us, and you will receive announcements for other topics in the future. Do drop me a line. Let me know if there's something in particular that you would like to talk to me about. Of course, you may be overridden by spirit. Every Monday, I seem to get a new topic. I hope you've enjoyed this evening's show, and God bless you, and I'll talk to you again next week. Good night.